This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Gentlemen, we are back live, broadcasting worldwide. Thank you so much for joining us. We predicted that they'd use the virus for a shutdown and martial law. We predicted they'd use it to hold blue cities and states hostage. We predicted they'd blame it all on President Trump while worshiping Xi Jinping. Now that's all happened. And I think getting ready and preparing for the virus is important. It obviously is a dangerous virus. It does kill people. But the perfect scripting for the globalists with Bill and Melinda Gates and Exercise 201, Event 201, and Disease X and the UN and all the TV shows and the rollout, we know it's prepackaged to push forced inoculations and basically a permanent lockdown of society where we have weather reports now on the new viruses that come through every single year, the new coronaviruses, the new flu viruses, the new pneumonia viruses, that the system will now be our savior with digital tattoos to prove we've taken our vaccines. This is about medical tyranny, and now our story is on drudgereport.com. Cashless society, Democrats propose digital dollar run by the Fed. That is in the stimulus package that Pelosi is still holding up, and Joe Biden says that he wants all of this money to go through a new Green Deal for them. This is economic terrorism using the hyped up fear of a real virus, but a kernel of that is true because this isn't how America works. It isn't how any society works. And if you capitulate that, you lose your whole society. So I'm saying get ready, get prepared, get high quality supplements like X2 and X3 and multivitamin minerals like Real Red Pill and Real Red Pill Plus that has zinc in it. And it all works in synergy and vitamin mineral fusion. Because you need to boost your immune system during not just this virus, but all the viruses, and you need to be ready and healthy for what's coming in the future, because this virus, if you think it's deadly, the hysteria and the giving into fear and the compliance with all this is assuring they're going to release more deadly viruses in the future for their path of total control. And countries like Israel and Spain and Italy and other areas that are in political trouble like France are going to use the virus for dominance and control over the public. And it's all now confirmed, ladies and gentlemen, that this was a weapon, a psyop weapon in chief to absolutely terrorize us and drive us into submission. And Trump is in the balancing act. As the left tries to exacerbate the crisis and lock us in our homes, he's saying, no, we need a limited lockdown to slow the curve, thus creating confidence, but not let them kill confidence in the market, creating something far more devastating. So that's the balancing act here, ladies and gentlemen. I have a very important announcement that I'm going to make when we come back on the other side and hand the baton to Mike Adams here on this live Wednesday edition. But let's go out to break with Joe Biden holding everyone hostage right now, demanding the new deal of AOC before they pass the multi-trillion dollar rescue package.
Paid for, and they know how to, they know it's going to be paid for. Thirdly, we're going to have an opportunity, I believe, in the next round here to use the green economy, my green deal, or to be able to generate both economic growth and consistent with the kind of infusion of monies we need into the system to keep it going. One of the ways to make sure these jobs are available that may get lost or hurt in the meantime is to provide the kind of jobs that are prevailing wages where people are making $45, $50 an hour plus benefits by building new infrastructure. We're going to need new infrastructure going down the road here, and it's a way to generate economic growth. That's going to be, I think the next round we have to be looking at. In addition to that, I think it's really important we take a look at what it is that is going to allow you to be in a position that you can, in fact, be in a position to have a live a gainful life. I've said for a long time, if we were setting up an education system for
folks, so there is the corpse that the Democrats are running, the reanimated corpse Joe Biden. It's all emblematic, rather than this giant facade flapping in the wind, collapsing in real time. We'll be right back with Mike Adams. For more than 8 weeks, InfoWars has researched this deadly coronavirus, and it is deadly. It targets those who already have pre-existing conditions, compromised immune systems, and those over 70, particularly bad. It is deadly, but the globalists are hyping it as an economic and psychological warfare weapon to implement martial law and throw Trump out of office. But regardless, the mainstream media will not tell you about natural compounds that are known to be extremely antiviral, like zinc. So I don't care where you get zinc for your yourself, your parents, your grandparents, your children. Please go out and research zinc and then know that we have three different formulas that have zinc in them at a very nice dosage level. Real Red Pill, Real Red Pill Plus, and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. And all of these products are 40 and 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, even though we're very, very close to selling them out. We ship within 24 hours, so secure yours today and boost your defense at InfoWarsStore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are broadcasting worldwide. A man-made bioweapon that attacks the old and infirm has been launched by the globalist deep state in unison with the Chi-Coms to cover up the Taiwan rebellion and more. Now it's being used by the Democrats, who are using a quarantine in the name of saving people, which sounds reasonable, and I agree with some of it, in its action, but not in what the results are meant to be. Training us to live under martial law, banning all the gun sales, preparing the forced inoculations, closing the churches, but leaving the marijuana dispensaries open. This is a blue state Democrat power grab with them holding the president hostage. That's why I said it's so dangerous 8 weeks ago, is the crisis and the shutdown they're going to create, and how they're going to say Xi Jinping did a great job, the dictator of China, but America and Trump did a horrible job. This is a dangerous situation, but I got some really good news this morning. You all know that going back 8 weeks ago, all the other big storable food companies sold out to FEMA and the government and institutional buyers. Then it came out later that the rich were buying up all the food and the government was. Our supplier, the biggest in the country's mission, is to sell right to you. We told you it's 7 to 10 days for the first month or so. Then we said now it's 3 weeks. Now it's 8 weeks. And when they got to a point where they had to fill the orders they had, and it was stretching out to 10 weeks, they stopped sales for 2 weeks. Well, ladies and gentlemen, got a call this morning, and they said, we're ready to start taking orders again. To be safe, we're saying 8 to 10 weeks. Almost all the other orders you've had on time have been shipped out to you, and the few that haven't been shipped are still in order on the timeline to get to you. Other people will lie to you and say they have horrible food. They're lying. My Patriot now has 6 factories. They opened 2 more, got them going, have the FDA inspectors in there that literally work in the factories to get you high-quality food at about 5 times less than you'll find in stores, because there's no middleman. And believe me, with the economy and the globalist and the about suspending the election and all of the insane things that have been going on, ladies and gentlemen, it is now critical for everybody to get horrible food. Whether this virus is as bad as some say, or whether it just blows over and burns itself out by mutating, regardless, you need horrible food into the future to have those strategic supplies that last 25 years. And we have the only big high-quality company that has it for you and has it raised prices. So now you are able to pre-order foods, what we're calling it, but 8 to 10 weeks you will get it. All the other orders have gone out in the order, or they are going out on the timeline exactly as we said. They are on time. But now you can get your storable food today again at InfoWarsStore.com and be put exactly into the queue as you order. They're in our computer system. We're partners with them. They handle the customer service. We back it up as well. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com. And in closing, get your zinc, get your multivitamins, Real Red Pill, Real Red Pill Plus. We're about to sell out of the 1 ounce
NanoSilver topical spray. We have the skin cream with hyaluronic acid and the NanoSilver as well. We're discounting all of that right now, ladies and gentlemen, because we want people to be able to get it and have it, and we don't want to take advantage of folks during this crisis. So get ready. Get prepared. Who knows what else is going to happen? But know that your purchases fund this operation and get you the best products you're going to find out there anywhere. So we're open for business again for storable food at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, takes over, ladies and gentlemen, with all the critical information he has for you. Thanks, Mike. Take over.
All right. Thank you, Alex. That's great news that you're able to take food orders again. I strongly encourage people to take advantage of that now, because it's absolutely critical to get food supplies headed your way. Now, I'm going to talk a lot about the economic news here today and what's happening with the economy, because really the governments and the central banks of the world are using this pandemic to seize all assets across the board. There really is no more functioning market in the United States or around the world. The Federal Reserve is printing fiat currency. They are going to eventually hyperinflate prices and devalue the dollar. The chapter has begun for that. And they're using this newly created fiat currency money to buy corporate bonds, which means they're going to own the debts of the corporations. They're buying commercial mortgages because all the storefronts are no longer paying rent because everything's closed down, the restaurants, the retailers, everything. And so there's going to be a crash in commercial mortgage-backed securities, which the Fed is buying up. So the Fed's going to own all that. And then the Fed is going to print helicopter money and send it out to the American people, which is absurd, because what it means is you've got larger and larger piles of dollars chasing the same limited scarce goods, which is going to lead to price inflation. So they might as well just call up, you know, just have the president announce, hey, everybody, take a $100 bill and just write another zero on the end of it. Make it a $1,000 bill. Now everybody's rich. You know, that's the kind of insanity that we're dealing with. But this is an attempt to confiscate wealth and assets and money and savings from the American people. And of course, they're going to roll out a government-run central bank surveillance cryptocurrency, a digital wallet, so that they can have negative interest rates, so they can steal money from you while your money is sitting in their wallets that they control, that they run, so they can have full-blown surveillance on you as you're trying to function in society. And, of course, they're going to marry that with a social credit scoring system so they can deny you the right to engage in transactions if you don't say the right things. If you speak out against transgenderism, oh, all of a sudden your wallet's turned off. What do you know? You can't engage in transactions. Or if you oppose vaccines, especially the coming coronavirus vaccine, maybe next year, if you say anything critical about that vaccine, oh, your wallet will stop working. You won't have any money. You'll be an outcast from society. You see, so far, they just kick you off of YouTube and Facebook and Twitter like I've been banned everywhere. But in the future, they'll ban your ability to even buy food. This is what's coming. This crisis, no matter what you believe about its origins or no matter what you believe about how severe it is or not severe, yeah, because I know opinions vary on that, but they're using it to steal every asset from society. Where this goes long term is that America becomes impoverished masses like Mexico with certain protected corporations that get the government bailouts like Amazon and Boeing and maybe Tesla and Google and others. Just going to be a few wealthy, all-powerful Orwellian corporations running your life, and you will have nothing, and you will be entirely dependent on the government because your pension will disappear. As is already happening, pensions are vanishing. You will have no retirement. You will have no savings. If you're left holding dollars when this great reset comes, or I should say horrifying reset, you will lose almost all the value, the purchasing power of those dollars. That is already beginning to happen. So this bailout, this multi-trillion dollar bailout, is theft. It is theft from you. It's theft from the people. It is government theft. It's beyond hoarding. It is a mass coordinated stealing of everything that you own, from your retirement to your 401ks to your business, your corporate stocks, everything. It could be your home, your commercial real estate, everything. They're going to steal it from you. And in fact, I want to encourage you There is a video series out there that was created by Mike Maloney. It's called The Hidden Secrets of Money. And in fact, I'd like to ask the producers, I'd really like to see if we can invite Mike Maloney on as a guest of mine next week. If we're all still functioning and online, I'd really love to have Mike Maloney on because he gets this. And that video series called The Hidden Secrets of Money, which is very professionally produced, I think it's on YouTube, you can watch it for free. It explains exactly what money is versus what fiat currency is. And these bailouts are just creating endless fiat currency. And all of us, if we are to protect our liberty and protect our assets and protect our savings and prevent the government from stealing from us, we need to understand how the Federal Reserve is a giant theft scam system and how the senators have just now created a new bill, and members of the House as well. They've created this new law, this bailout bill. You know, I want my bailout money. This is massive theft. They package it as a gift. Oh, we're going to send you thousands of dollars. We're going to bail you out. We're going to bail this company out. We're going to bail out employees. We're going to bail out stocks. It's not a bailout. It's theft. They're going to end up owning everything, owning you, owning your life. In fact, when we come back, I'd like to ask the producers, let's come back after this break with a little bit of my song from 2008 called I Want My Bailout Money. That's on Brighttown.com. It's a rap song about the bailouts from 2008. It's now even more appropriate than it was 12 years ago. This is Mike Adams. I'll be right back after this break with more on the Alex Jones Show. Stay with us.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I Want My Bailout Money that I wrote and recorded back in 2008. This is Mike Adams here on the Alex Jones Show. I don't want to bore you with too much more of that song. It's basically a lot of screaming about bailouts. But, you know, look, the lyrics of that song are more applicable now than they were even in 2008. It's about bailing out these wealthy, connected corporate executives. You know, it's about bailing out the Jeff Bezos type people of the world and bailing out probably even the tech giants. And Amazon is going to be probably the monopoly retailer in America because retail fronts that are in your local city are all collapsing. I mean, they were already under intense pressure because of Amazon and Prime Delivery and so on. And now with this coronavirus, your local retailers, other than Walmart and Target and Costco and so on, your local retailers are basically crushed and gone. And that is a very scary world if we have to depend on Jeff Bezos and Amazon in order to get goods, especially since Amazon bans many natural supplements and natural products. They will not let us sell through their FBA program, which is fulfilled by Amazon. They won't let us sell many things, even glutathione, for example, which is really important for liver detox and helping your body detox pharmaceuticals and heavy metals and things like that. So Amazon's going to be sort of the last monopoly retail giant in a world of collapse and a world of homelessness. We're going to see many people losing their homes over this, sadly. We're going to see the homeless population spike all over the country. And we're going to see homeless people in small towns that we used to only see in cities. And, of course, we're going to see people fleeing the cities as well. That's already begun. So the economic impacts of this are enormous. Now, it's worth pointing out that the virus did not cause these economic impacts. The virus merely initiated this failed system that has been put in place where the can has been kicked down the road since the 2001 dot-com crash and the 2008 subprime mortgage crash. Instead of fixing the structural problems in the economic system, the Fed, under different presidents, has just bailed out everything. That's why that song, I Want My Bailout Money, it's just bailing everything out. Well, that doesn't fix the problems, and it doesn't eliminate the bad decisions in the system that lead to this situation where everybody is highly leveraged. Nobody's got any backup money. Nobody has any savings. Nobody has any redundancy or resiliency in the system. So instead of letting companies that make bad decisions fail, we're now going to have more bailouts. Now trillions of dollars of bailouts by creating new money, which is really new debt. So all of these trillions, people think, well, the government can create money for free. That's not the case. That's coming out of your pockets, folks, your pockets as a taxpayer. You're the one doing the bailouts of the rich, wealthy corporations and the corporate executives who are being selected to survive this, while others who are not so lucky, who are not being selected, are being allowed to fail. And thus, we have no functioning system, no free market anymore. We have no reward for being correct, no reward for saving money. You are punished for saving money because your savings are about to become less and less valuable as the government prints new money to have helicopter handouts to the whole country. You can always count on the government to do the wrong thing. And they're doing it yet again. This is the wrong thing. And let me give you an example of that right now. I had a supplier out of Hong Kong contact me and say they've got the ability to manufacture 100,000 N95 masks per week. And they wanted to know if we wanted to import those masks and then retail them in America. And I think they even quoted me a price of $1.28 per mask, which seems higher than usual, but of course there's a lot of demand right now. And they were telling me, well, you could sell these in America for, you know, $5 a mask or more, $6 a mask. You know, so they're saying, oh, you can make $500,000 a week by selling these masks in America. And I told them, no, I'm not interested. You know why? Because anybody selling N95 masks in America today is accused of profiteering off of the pandemic, and you can be raided at gunpoint because the president signed the executive order that says, oh, hoarders are going to be, they're going to have a knock on their door. You're going to be raided at gunpoint. You're going to have your inventory confiscated by the federal government. So even when free market forces attempt to import masks and distribute masks or sell them even at a more fair price, I don't know, $1.99 a mask or something, you would still be accused of being a profiteer. You would be raided at gunpoint. You would be maybe arrested, maybe fined. Maybe the DOJ comes after you and shuts you down. That's what the government is doing right now, which is why those of us like myself and Alex Jones, we've built businesses, we've built distribution hubs, we've built these things that work in the private market, in free enterprise. We are the ones who are refusing to handle those now high-risk items, even though we could theoretically assist society in getting more masks into the hands of people who need them. But we won't do that because the government is threatening all of us, threatening us with arrests and gunpoint raids and DOJ prosecutions. So that's how government is blocking the supply of N95 masks. The government is making the situation worse with these anti-hoarding laws. And there's no telling where that's going to expand to, by the way. You know, today it's, oh, if you have medical masks, you're a, quote, hoarder, which, by the way, the government is the biggest hoarder of all. Look at their underground caves, 10 years of supplies of ammunition and medical gear and you know, antibiotics and communications and firearms and everything else. But apparently they didn't have enough N95 masks in the caves underground, so now they have to go steal it from the businesses that are trying to sell those supplies. That's insane. That is the opposite of a free market, and that's what's happening in America now. That's why my focus today is on economics. We're seeing a collapse of the free market and the rise of a communist, centrally controlled economy under a Republican president, for God's sake. Under a Republican president, we're having a communist, centrally planned government, and it's wrong, and it's dangerous, and it will have inefficiencies in the system. And Trump should let the free market work on this. Let me give you another example. In my ranch, I have thousands of pounds of organic oats and organic almonds and camu and things like that, goods that expired 6 months ago that I could not sell in my own store. The FDA won't let me sell them. So I've been feeding oats to my donkeys and my goats because I can't legally sell these to people who might be starving soon across America. I'm literally sitting on thousands of pounds of oats and almonds and other foods, which is insane, but I can't sell them without being arrested and fined. Why isn't there some kind of executive order to say, hey, if you're sitting on good food, make it available to the public. I'll sell it at cost. I don't need to make any money. I'd rather help people. And yeah, I'm going to donate a lot of it to local churches and things like that. But did you know that food banks won't even accept expired food? And I'm going to have to convince the churches to take the food because normally they won't accept so-called expired food. So I'm eating oatmeal and almonds. I'm going to be eating my way through the apocalypse on expired foods that are perfectly good while the government would threaten me with arrests and fines if I tried to make that food available to others. This is insanity. The market is not being allowed to work. Yeah, I'll barter food with neighbors and friends and things like that. The underground market, that's the only way I can do this. And if they want to come arrest me for bartering oatmeal with my neighbors, then go for it. I'm trying to help people stay fed and stay alive and get through this, and the government is in the way. The government's doing the wrong thing at every opportunity. The government's going to get people killed with these bad ideas and bad economics and bad finance. We need to get through this. Stay with us. Mike Adams here on the Alex Jones Show. We'll be back with much more.
Newtonian physics documents the fact that for every action, there's an opposite and equal reaction, and that matter is not destroyed, it is simply transferred into another form. Well, we're seeing that happen right now. The globalists are openly trying to hype up the coronavirus, trying to kill our economy, and trying to have martial law shutdown around the country, and trying to stampede Trump into implementing it so they can blame the imploding economy on him. But Trump has seen through it, and so he's let them implement the draconian controls, and is saying, do you really want a depression for something that's killed far less than the flu? Ladies and gentlemen, now is the fight of our lives. And the good news is their attack on humanity and on independent media has caused a lot of people to start thinking for themselves. And so the traffic to InfoWars.com and Band.video is triple our previous records right now. So you're doing a great job spreading the word, and people are tuning in to find out the truth like never before because of you, the modern Paul Revere's.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD, powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones with Mike Adams.
All right, we're going to talk about some of the numbers and some of the risk factors and maybe some things that you can do to protect yourself as America gets into the more accelerated phase of the spread of this. But on a personal note and a little bit of humor here, you know, if you're looking at my appearance, yes, my hair is getting crazy long. I'm not... You know, obviously, I can't go get a haircut. And if this continues, I'm going to end up with a mullet like John from Hall & Oates from the 1980s. So, you know, we'll be sporting some real interesting hairdos probably pretty soon, but whatever. That's just the nature of where we are. And, you know, I've been self-quarantined for some time now, and I'm growing food, and I'm hatching baby chicks. I've got, I think, now like 25 eggs in the incubator. Hoping to hatch a few dozen baby chicks, and later this year I'll have free-range eggs. So I've stocked up on chicken feed, and I'm planting potatoes, which is a little late in the season for Texas, but whatever. I encourage you to not only get stored food, as Alex mentioned earlier, but also start thinking about growing your own food, because that's really what's going to sustain you long-term if the food supply shortages continue to crater. And it's really a question of how much food can make it to store shelves in the months ahead. I've warned people, just in case, be prepared for not just 6 months, but maybe a year. But once you go beyond about 6 months or a year, that's when you need to get into garden seeds and growing some food and planting some things. You can plant onions and garlic, and you can grow berries and even kumquats and pomegranates and all kinds of things in many areas across the country. So it's a good idea to do that. And also those fruits that I mentioned, which are sounding very delicious right now, actually, they contain vitamin C, so they actually have nutrients. And like the peel of kumquats, which are little small, like citrus small oranges, basically, and you eat the peeling, and that is very antiviral, by the way. So you can grow medicine at the same time that you're growing your food, and I strongly encourage you to do that. A couple of things to mention here. I got a tip this morning. I can't yet tell you the city because I'm sworn to silence on that, but I'm getting tips that the reefer trucks, the reefer truck manufacturers are getting hit with massive orders for trucks, reefer trucks, to be able to transport dead bodies in America, because there's an anticipation of a lot more dead. You know, it's over 100 dead per day now in America, and that number continues to rise exponentially. Remember, it was about a month ago when I was in studio with Alex, and I said that if you look at the numbers, we'll have about 580 deaths on April 4th. And I remember that specifically because I remember getting calls and texts from people who said, that's impossible. We're never going to have 500 people die in America from this. This is going to be over in 2 or 3 weeks. Well, we hit 580 deaths, I think, 2 days ago. So my model was wrong in the sense that it was late. It was too optimistic. And depending on where this goes, I'm convinced we're going to see tens of thousands of dead people in America, mostly in the liberal cities, by the way, New York City, San Francisco, Los Angeles. But also, we're not going to escape this in places like Texas, in the cities, Houston, San Antonio, Austin, and Dallas-Fort Worth. It's earlier in Texas and the Midwest and Arizona and Florida. It's earlier in the curve, but within 2 or 3 or maybe 4 weeks, we're going to be closer to where New York City is right now. And New York City is just about out of morgue space. Now, that's on Drudge right now, that New York City is running out of space for dead bodies. And as a result, I think that's why these orders are going in for the trucks, the reefer trucks, to transport dead bodies. Now, I don't know where they're transporting them to. There's a question for you. Is it going to be some kind of mass grave thing? Or that doesn't make sense if they're infected. So you got to start thinking about mass cremations, which gets into kind of the China scenario, right? The big mobile cremation containers. But let's get to what you can do to help protect yourself. The number one, this is interesting, the number one comorbidity factor that was found in, I think, 76% of patients who died from coronavirus was arterial hypertension, which is basically high blood pressure. So high blood pressure is probably the number one factor that gets you, you know, more, accelerates the timeline of dying from this. So if you don't have high blood pressure, your chances of dying go down significantly. But here's a question. I did the research on this. The American Heart Association says that 100 million Americans have high blood pressure. That's roughly a little bit under one-third of the population of the country. And since that is predominantly in adults, not children, it's more than one-third of adults have high blood pressure. And most of those adults are controlling their high blood pressure using blood pressure medications. And the question is, does the medication, which artificially lowers your blood pressure, does that offer any protection from the coronavirus fatalities, or does the medication make the fatalities worse? And right now, we don't have any data on that, so it could be either way. We honestly don't know yet. But if you have high blood pressure, then there are some things that you can do right now. You can, of course, reduce your intake of sodium, which, by the way, is very high in storable foods and canned soups. A lot of people are buying Campbell's soups off the shelf. Well, they're loaded with sodium. Some of those soups have, 800 milligrams of sodium in a can or more. A lot of the stored snack chips and so on have very high sodium, which can inflate blood pressure. So you would want to avoid those things if you're in this category of having high blood pressure. And there are also foods that you can eat that lower blood pressure, such as watermelons and cucumbers and basically celery, fresh fruits and vegetables, all the things that you might imagine. Eating healthy can literally save your life in the sense of reducing your risk of dying from the coronavirus. The other thing that came out of that same study, which is good news for all of us, is that fewer than 1% of those who died from coronavirus had no comorbidity factors. In other words, perfectly healthy people who did not have heart disease, did not have diabetes, did not have strokes, did not have underlying conditions, they did not die in big numbers at all. So healthy people, even though they may go into serious medical conditions and they may have permanent lung damage, they still survived and pulled through. Almost everybody who died, over 99% of those who died, had some other risk factor, such as diabetes and the things I just mentioned. But in America today, we live in a nation that is the least healthy nation in the world. And so if we're comparing ourselves to Italy, well, yes, Italy has a much older population, but America has a less healthy population. We have sedentary lifestyles. We have people who are on 12 different medications because they have 12 different underlying conditions. And I believe that the virus is predominantly in America going to kill those individuals who have health problems, which sadly, as we just showed, 100 million Americans have high blood pressure. So there's a potential for this to really sweep through the U.S. population that depends on pharmaceuticals, that has underlying health conditions, that has not resorted to healthier lifestyles or healthier living. And, I'm trying to say this just very, very calmly and very matter of fact, but the truth is, if you ever needed an excuse to get healthier and stop eating the junk food and maybe make more smoothies and boost your intake of nutraceuticals and nutritional supplements or vitamins or just healthy eating, fresh vegetables, grow your own food, sprout your own food. This is it, folks. This is the time to do it. And you can make a difference by starting today. You could start sprouting food today. You could have broccoli sprouts or alfalfa sprouts or whatever you have, and you can take your zinc tablets and crush up the zinc into a powder and mix it in with the water that you're using to irrigate your sprouts, and you could sprout bioavailable zinc-rich sprouts, which could save your life, literally save your life. And I'm not selling sprouts or anything like that. I'm just trying to help you stay alive. This is the time to do it. You can have sprouts to eat in 3 days. You could lower your blood pressure in a week. You could boost your zinc intake almost immediately. You could be healthier tomorrow. What are you waiting for? We know that healthy people mostly don't die from this. It's the unhealthy people who die, predominantly. That's who's dying right now. But people are dying at almost any age, so an unhealthy person in the 20s or 30s or 40s can still die from this. So being young doesn't make you immune, but being healthy makes you immune. That's the takeaway. That's the big news here. That's the good news here. So why aren't we telling people to get healthy across the nation instead of waiting for a vaccine? Well, we'll answer that on the other side of this. This is Mike Adams here on the Alex Jones Show. We'll be back with much more.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000. $5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi. Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Mike Adams.
All right, final segment for today here on the Alex Jones Show. I'm going to rapid fire some hot button issues here. So much to cover. Kaiser Permanente, and this was covered by The Intercept, we also covered it at Natural News, has threatened to fire nurses for wearing their own N95 masks as they are treating coronavirus infected patients. And the healthcare workers union unions are up in arms over this. Obviously, this is an attempt, in my opinion, by Kaiser Permanente to spread the virus. Why on earth would you tell nurses to not wear masks? So there have been efforts in California to deliberately spread the virus to make it worse. The CDC, of course, withheld testing kits from the entire nation for almost 4 weeks back in February. And we've had, Sacramento County in California announced an end to all quarantines and isolation, just letting everybody just interact with the public in order to spread it more aggressively. And then I think 2 days ago, Los Angeles County told doctors to stop testing for the virus. They said it's over. We surrendered to the virus. We're not even going to test anybody anymore. Just going to let it spread and hope we can deal with the infections in the hospitals. That's like a suicide pact for California, but it's all an attempt to make it worse, I think, probably to embarrass Trump, to have a bigger crisis, to have a bigger crash. This is how the Democrats are using, exploiting this crisis to make things worse for America. Tucker Carlson is correct when he says that big tech censorship is in the way here of people getting access to good information about how to prevent the spread of this, and even natural cures, the kinds of things that I talk about a lot. We're censored everywhere. If Trump should issue any executive order right now, it should be to end the censorship, at least during the pandemic. You know, you can re-censor us after the pandemic, but right now, stop the censorship of voices that are trying to help America get ahead of this and stop the infections. But, you know, of course, Jack Dorsey at Twitter, they will gladly allow Beijing to push their communist Chinese propaganda on Twitter. But an American patriot like myself can't tell people to take vitamin C. That's banned. So Twitter is nothing but a communist Chinese front now, and Google's the same thing, and Facebook's the same thing, and YouTube is the same thing. So it's time to stop that. It's time to end that. In fact, it's time for America to end any reliance on communist China. And I hope that one of the silver linings of all of this is that maybe there's a wake-up call, that we need industry here in America, that we need to stop allowing China to buy off universities and buy off senators like Feinstein, who, of course, sold millions of dollars worth of stocks, reportedly, after that classified briefing, right? Remember that briefing back in January when they got information from the CDC? Oh, then, and some Republican senators, too, they also sold millions of dollars worth of stocks while they were telling the public everything was fine. Okay. I also believe that Trump should recommend healthy living advice for the American people for the reasons I just spoke about in the last segment, that high blood pressure is the number one comorbidity factor in this. And if you have high blood pressure, you can start healing that today. But it takes nutrition. It takes eating better, fresh fruits and vegetables. Maybe some nutritional supplements or nutraceuticals can help as well. But getting off the junk food, getting off the canned soups from Campbell's, getting off the high sodium food. And so even those of you who are eating stored food during this, watch your sodium intake as well. I know the stored food is important, but you might drink more water, for example, you know, or you might even exercise on a treadmill in your lockdown home or apartment so you can sweat out excess sodium, which will also help lower your blood pressure. The number of deaths in Italy is declining because Italy is just about to get over the hump of new infections. There's a lag time behind the time when they had that very aggressive lockdown. And so that lockdown is producing results for Italy, and they're going to start to see a more accelerated decline in the number of deaths. It's already begun, and it will continue. The question is, how do they exit the lockdown? There's a lot of talk out there about the exit strategies. How do we end these lockdowns and get people back to work, but without reintroducing new infections back into the population, where we end up with another repeated lockdown, which we absolutely want to avoid? I don't have the answers for all that right now, but it's something that's being talked about. Also, an important note. Because so many people chose to treat their high blood pressure with pharmaceuticals rather than having healthy lifestyles, we now have a situation where I believe Big Pharma will be killing more Americans than the coronavirus. It's people's reliance on the drugs that has given them a cover for their health symptoms, rather than treating the underlying condition, which is, hey, you're eating junk foods. You have a sedentary lifestyle. You need to exercise more, even in mild ways, just walking. You need to eat healthier. Instead of telling people to do that, all the doctors across America told people, just take these drugs. Just take this pill. Here's a statin drug. Here's a blood pressure drug. Here's an Alzheimer's drug. Here's a depression drug. Here's an erectile dysfunction drug. So people are living on drugs, which allowed them to pretend like they weren't sick. But they are sick. They're still sick. They're relying on big pharma. That's what's going to get them killed. Because the coronavirus kills people who have underlying health conditions. So we are a big pharma nation. More Americans are on more drugs than any other nation, any other population in the world. And that, I believe, is going to result in a very high case fatality rate in America, maybe matching that of Italy, possibly. We'll see. We'll see where this goes. But maybe the lesson from this is don't hook your population on pharmaceuticals when you should be recommending, even doctors should be recommending, eat healthier. Folks, eat healthier. Have an apple every once in a while instead of just cookies and fried chicken nuggets and everything all the time. Have a freaking apple. Eat a chunk of celery with peanut butter on it. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, be healthier, and you won't die. That's a very important message. Another important point. Currently, there's no testing of asymptomatic carriers in the United States. And Senator Rand Paul mentioned this as well. He did not qualify for testing. Under normal circumstances, he would never have been tested. Well, I have a big warning on this for all of America and even for President Trump. If you don't test the asymptomatic carriers, you will never identify those who are spreading the infections. You will never be able to really lock this down. So you're going to have to, sooner or later, expand the testing to people who have no symptoms. You can't just test the people who are symptomatic. You'll never find all the cases. And so the spread of this across America is going to continue, and it's going to accelerate. And one of my big concerns is that Texas, for example, will become more like New York at some point, certain cities in Texas. Now, rural America is going to be in relatively good shape. You've got the low population densities. You've got people having more outdoors time. And frankly, people are healthier in rural America, at least those who live on farms and grow some of their own food. They're way healthier. So rural America will never, I don't think, will be subjected to these harsh draconian lockdowns. But the cities, which is where most people live, the cities are going to be really death zones. And you'll see what I'm talking about in about 3 to 4 weeks. It's going to happen across America because of big pharma, because of the underlying health conditions, and because of the lack of testing of asymptomatic carriers. So with that said, I think that I know that opinions vary among all the different guests here on Infowars.com. And I think you know where I stand on this. This is a very real pandemic. It's going to kill. If it kills less than 100,000 Americans at the end of all this, I'll be amazed. I'm convinced it's going to kill at least 100,000 Americans, although it may take some time, and hopefully we can slow that. Maybe there's going to be a miracle drug. Maybe a miracle vaccine. I doubt it. The vaccine will probably be more dangerous than the epidemic. But things could change, and it also depends on how we as a nation respond to this. But my advice right now to anyone watching and listening is get healthy, get prepared, because we're only just beginning this in America right now. But also, get out of the dollar, because eventually the dollar is going to crater. The banks will eventually, some of them, will go down. And if you don't convert your dollars into things like gold and silver and land and firearms and ammo and things that hold value, you're going to lose everything. You're going to lose your money. You're going to lose your pensions. If you don't convert to things other than the dollar. Now, the dollar will spike in the short term as more economic failures in other countries lead people to rush into the dollar as a safe haven, but that's only temporary. A few months later, the dollar will crater. And with all this bailout money out there, the dollar is going to lose purchasing power by the day. So the long-term strategy for you to survive is get healthy, get out of the dollar, and get out of the cities. And that's it. That's my best advice right now for today. And those are things that I have done, and those are things I'm recommending to everybody I know. And those are things that will keep you alive and will help you have some assets still under your ownership when all this is said and done. Now, whether we have any liberty left is another conversation. I don't know. But I'll tell you what, I'm not giving up my guns. and I'm going to demand my First Amendment rights, and of course my Second Amendment rights as well. And I don't want to be surveilled by the government, and I'm going to fight for liberty. But in order to do that, we have to stay alive, and we have to have assets. So there's a lot of priorities right now. If you do all this right, we can get through this together. Thank you for watching. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, for the Alex Jones Show. I'll join you again in a week with more information. Take care.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
For more than 8 weeks,